Trump calls for Irina Zaritska murder suspect to face death penalty. By Nick Gilbertson on September 10, 2025. President Donald Trump is calling for the man accused of killing Irina Zaritska in a cold-blooded train stabbing last month in Charlotte, North Carolina, to face the death penalty. In a Truth Social post on Wednesday morning, Trump said prosecutors should pursue the death penalty against DeCarlos Brown Jr. The animal who so violently killed the beautiful young lady from Ukraine, who came to America searching for peace and safety, should be given a quick, there is no doubt, trial, and only awarded the death penalty. There can be no other option, he wrote. Brown Jr. allegedly killed Zaritska on August 22 while she was aboard the Metro in Charlotte following a shift at a pizzeria. Harrowing footage of the incident released in recent days shows the killer pulling out a knife and stabbing Zaritska in the neck from behind, unprovoked, as she looked at her phone. Brown Jr. had been arrested earlier this year but was released without bail by a liberal judge, as White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt noted on Tuesday. This was despite Brown having had 14 previous criminal charges on his rap sheet, which include charges of armed robbery, felony larceny, and breaking and entering over the last 14 years. He was also imprisoned for 5 years stemming from a robbery with a deadly weapon charge. Under then-Governor Roy Cooper, DNC, in 2020, the state established a task force for racial equity and criminal justice, which recommended reimagining public safety to promote diversion and other alternatives to arrest, Leavitt noted on Tuesday. This was authored by the state's current governor Josh Stein, DNC, who was attorney general in 2020. It also advised to de-emphasize some felony crimes, prioritize restorative justice, and eliminate cash bail, she added. Trump said Zaritska's murder was a product of leftist catch-and-release policies. For far too long, Americans have been forced to put up with Democrat-run cities that set loose savage, bloodthirsty criminals to prey on innocent people, he said in a video shared to social media. In every place they control radical left judges, politicians, and activists, and they've adopted a policy of catch and release for thugs and killers, he added. In Charlotte, North Carolina, we saw the results of these policies when a 23-year-old woman who came here from Ukraine met her bloody end on a public train.